President Obama has appointed Alaskan Larry Pursley to be the new federal coordinator of an Alaska gas pipeline project. The Washington, D.C.-based job coordinates the federal permits required for the project and works as a liaison between the gas companies, the state, federal offices, and Canada in the planning stages. Pursley says before there's a project and permits, he'll work on getting companies to commit to building and supplying a line.
I'm hoping that this office can work with the state, with the producers, with pipeline companies, with everyone involved to try to figure out what more needs to be done. What can the federal government do to help? What can it do that would make it worse that we shouldn't do? Try to work with all the participants to pick this thing apart and look at the history, look at the issues ahead of us, and see what more can be done so that we can finally, after waiting 40 years, get the gas line.
Pursley is currently a legislative aide to the Alaska House Finance Committee co-chair, Republican Representative Mike Hawker, and he worked on oil and gas issues during the Palin administration in her Washington, D.C. office. He also served as Deputy Revenue Commissioner under Governor Tony Knowles, and before that was a newspaper reporter and publisher. Pursley says that experience gives him extensive knowledge of the gas pipeline project's history and insight into its hurdles.
Well, the biggest challenges are money. I mean, the largest private sector construction project in North America, we haven't seen latest construction estimates. People seem to think around $30 billion. Plus, then you're going to have shipping commitments from producers or others to ship the gas.
Pursley says the project will require 20-year commitments to ship the gas, which could be worth $100 billion. He says it's a lot for companies to consider, given the current economy and uncertainty of future gas prices.
That's a big risk, and that makes companies a little nervous before they sign and commit to something. And we've got to look and see what government can do to help, if possible, minimize those risks or lessen those risks. Or if government shares in the risk, government gets something back for it.
Pursley's appointment is subject to Senate confirmation, so he'll go before the Senate Energy Committee for a hearing.